chapter 9, verse 2. We'll start there. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. And now we go over to John 3:16, a verse that most of us have memorized at one time or another in our lives. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christmas is the time about Jesus coming, spending time here with us, dying for us so that we can have everlasting life. Amen. For those that are able, I would invite you to kneel as we have prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much for being with us through this past week with all the duties that many of us have. You've always been with us. And now we're here together this morning, and we ask that you would fill our minds and our hearts with your presence. We ask that the Holy Spirit would transform us and make us more like you. Father, we thank you for so many ways that you've blessed us. Not only for things, material things that you've given us, but you also gave us your Son. Thank you that he came to live among us. We ask, Father, that you would be with our church members who are suffering from illnesses, that you would give them healing. We ask that you would be with those that cannot be here but are watching online. We ask that you would just put your hand over our PA system, that everything will run smoothly so that people can see this program today. Father, we ask that you would be with the kids as they present the program, that things will go smoothly, that they will know that you are blessing them. We ask that you will continue to have your presence here with us. And we thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh. Bicycle, boxing gloves, building blocks, bubble gum machine.
Hi, Willie.
Oh, hi, Sammy.
What you doing?
I was just looking over my Christmas list.
Cool. Can I see it?
Sure.
Let's see. Basketball, binoculars, beach ball, bubble gum. Phew. Sure is a long list.
Yeah, and that's just the bees. Wait till you see the tees.
Whoa. My list isn't nearly as long as yours.
Yeah, sure is a long list. I just love Christmas.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Betsy.
What you doing?
Willie was just showing me his Christmas list.
Christmas list?
Yeah, you know, the list of all the things I want for Christmas, because I've been good.
Hmm. So you've been good, have ya?
Yeah, all year. Well, most of it anyway.
Been minding your parents?
Sure have.
Keeping your room clean?
Yep.
What about that pile of junk you keep underneath your bed?
Junk? That's good stuff. Hey, did you guys know that if you put an egg sandwich under your bed, after about a week, it'll start to grow hair?
Ew, that's disgusting.
Cool, I've got to try it.
Don't you just love Christmas?
Yeah, we were just saying the same thing.
All the pretty colors and sights and sounds.
Yeah, and all the great food.
Yep, lots of great food. I love snow.
Yeah, me too.
And no school. I like Christmas because of no school.
No school.
And food. Don't forget about the food.
Willie, is that all you think about? Food?
No, not all the time. Tell you what, though. I wish we could have pizza for Christmas dinner instead of some dumb old gluten steaks.
Yeah, that would be cool. I could eat a whole pizza all by myself.
Me too. One this big. Sometimes I guess I might eat too much, though. Especially before I go to bed.
Why do you say that?
Because sometimes when I eat too much before I go to bed, I have some really weird dreams. That's what happened last night.
Did you eat too much?
I guess I did.
What did you have?
Oh, just a couple of burritos.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, and a banana. Oh, yeah, and a piece of chocolate cake.
You ate all that before you went to bed?
Oh, and a pickle. I almost forgot the pickle.
Disgusting. No wonder you have weird dreams. Did you have one last night?
Yeah, I sure did. I dreamed I was eating.
No surprise there. Oh, brother. Hey, Willie, can I see your Christmas list?
Sure.
Soccer ball, silly putty, soldiers, super duper squirt gun. Oh my, this is a really long list.
Yeah, that's what Sammy said too. I don't think I left anything off it, and I don't want to waste any space on clothes or stuff like that. Except I did write down a pair of socks to make Mom happy. But I don't really need any, because I already got a pair. And you want to know something else? When I get these toys, I'm not going to even share them with my little baby brother. They'll be mine. All mine.
Let's see now. Sled, slip inside, smart lab, snap circuits. You know, Willie, I don't see much of a lasting value here.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, this reminds me of your Christmas list from last year. Do you remember what happened to those things?
Like what, for instance?
Well, how about your Xbox One?
Oh, yeah, I broke that.
And your Mighty Master Power Rangers?
Lost them.
And your baseball trading card set?
Dog ate it.
And your jar of Play-Doh?
I ate it.
Gross again. Anyhow, doesn't it seem like a waste of time to ask for a bunch of stuff that you're only going to end up breaking or losing or eating?
But I'm supposed to ask for those things. I'm a kid.
I know we're just kids, Willie. But I thought you were old enough to know by now that the real joy of Christmas is found in the giving, not the getting.
Say what?
That's right. Perhaps you need to be reminded of the Christmas story. You know the Christmas story, don't you, Willie? Willie?
The Christmas story? Well, sure. I know the Christmas story. If you're good, you get a lot of toys. If you're not good, tough luck, kiddo.
Willie, that's not the Christmas story.
It's not?
No, it's not.
You mean I've been good for no reason?
No, Willie. We're supposed to be good. We're just not supposed to expect to get something every time we are. In fact, Christmas isn't even about toys or presents at all.
No toys?
Nope.
How about snowmen?
Nope. Christmas isn't about snowmen either.
No presents?
No presents. Well, actually, there is one present.
Just one?
Yep, just one. But it's the most important of all gifts ever. The story of Christmas is about God's gift to us.
Do you know the Christmas story, Betsy?
Yeah, do you?
Could you tell us, huh?
Well, I'm not sure I can remember all of it, but I guess I could try. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe that person over there knows the Christmas story. Let's ask him.
Good idea. I'll holler at him. Hey, mister. Mr. Person. Hello over there.
Hey, mister. Hey, mister. Yoo-hoo.
Want me to throw a snowball at them?
Hey, Mr. Person.
Who, me?
Yes, sir. My friends and I were wondering if you could help us.
Sure. I suppose I can help.
Well, we were wondering... Oh, excuse me. Let me introduce my friends. This is Sammy.
Hi.
And this is Willie.
Willie?
Hi.
And my name is Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. Nice to meet you all.
Well, we were wondering if you happen to know the Christmas story.
The Christmas story, huh?
Yeah, the real one. Do you know it?
Well, yes, I do. In fact, I was just reading it here from my Bible.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you tell it to us, please?
Yeah, can you?
Can you?
Well, I would be delighted.
Oh, goody. That's great. Thank you, Mr. Person. Okay, we're ready now.
How should I begin?
How about Once Upon a Time?
Okay, I can do that. Once upon a time, in fact, a long, long time ago.
How long ago?
Several thousand years, actually.
Whoa, that's a really long time ago.
Yeah, sure is. That's probably even before my grandpa was born.
Shh, let him tell the story.
Well, as I was saying, once upon a time, many years ago, this world was a dark and very troubled place. Mankind had long before separated themselves from God because of their sin. They were lost and without hope. For the people of Israel, it seemed, had a especially difficult time. For many years, they had been held in captive, and many more as they wandered around aimlessly in the desert. They were foreigners in a strange land, a nation without a home, a people in desperate need of a Savior.
Wow, that must have been terrible.
Yeah, it was. But the prophets of old offered hope from God. The prophet Isaiah, let me see, it's right here, speaking of the future event, said, "The people walked in darkness has seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadows of death, a light has dawned." God was promising through his prophets to send his people a Savior, the Messiah, one who would bring light into their dark and troubled world. Well, the people began to pray long and hard for a promised Savior. They prayed, and they watched and waited, and they prayed, and they watched and waited.
Praying and watching and waiting. Did God ever send them a Savior?
Yeah, he sure did. God sent them his son, Jesus. Well, let's not get ahead of the story. Nearly 400 years had passed since the last time the prophet had spoken. Many people were no longer watching for a coming Messiah. Some of them had actually even stopped believing altogether. But God is always faithful. And finally, the time had come. Listen to this. It says that God had a message for the young women, for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who is a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you."
Wow, a real angel?
Yeah, a real angel.
Did it have wings?
I don't know if it actually had wings.
What did the angel do?
Well, the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid. Mary, God has been gracious to you. You'll become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be exalted, and he will call the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was. And he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end."
Wow.
Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest on you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God." Mary was quite troubled and probably still a little bit frightened. But she said, "I am the Lord's servant, and may it be to me as you have said." And the angel left her.
Wow, I would have been really scared.
Yeah. Me too.
So, Mary was going to have a baby. Would this baby be the Savior that the people had been waiting thousands of years for?
It sure would. He would be their Savior. The true light who gives light to all men was about to enter the world. Now Mary thought about all the words that the angel had said, and she treasured them in her heart.
Did you know that your baby boy your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect love? That sleeping child you're holding is the
What happened next? Did Mary have her baby?
Well, not quite yet. Several months had passed since the angel had appeared to Mary. Now it was nearly time for her to give birth to the baby. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. That meant that everyone had to go to their hometown to be registered. And because Joseph belonged to the house and the line of King David, he would have to leave the town of Bethlehem in Galilee and go to the tiny town of Bethlehem. This would be the fulfillment of the prophecy, for nearly 700 years earlier, the prophet Micah had written, "But you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will rule over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times."
So did this mean that Mary and Joseph were going to have to travel to Bethlehem?
They sure did.
Wow. Was it very far away? Wasn't she about to have her baby? Was she afraid?
Yes, and yes. It actually was about 70 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And today we think of 70 miles doesn't seem very far, but in those times, Mary and Joseph, it meant days of traveling on long and windy and dirty roads. Mary would ride on the back of a donkey because she was heavy with child. She would miss the comfort of her home and her family and her friends. It must have been very difficult for her, and it wouldn't be easy for Joseph either. He would have to leave his home too, his friends, his job, everything.
What kind of a job did Joseph have?
He was a carpenter.
Cool, that's what my dad is.
Really? That's pretty interesting.
My dad's a teacher. He likes working with students.
Very nice. We can never have enough good teachers. What was your father, Willie? What does he do?
My dad works for the FBI.
FBI? Whoa, now that is pretty cool.
Oh, it's okay, I guess. He says there's a lot of paperwork.
Well, I guess there would be, catching up all those bad guys and everything.
Bad guys? No. FBI, Farm Bureau Insurance.
Oh, that FBI.
So, what happened next? I mean, with Mary and Joseph?
Well, as I was saying, they traveled a great distance over many days. And finally, far from the in the distance, there it was, the little town of Bethlehem.
Turn in your hymnals to 135 and sing the first and last verses. Sleep the silence.
So Mary and Joseph finally arrived in Bethlehem. What did they do then?
Well, once they arrived, they soon discovered that there was no place for them to stay.
Oh my, that must have been terrible. Mary was about to have her baby and there was no place for her to go?
That's right. So many people had come to Bethlehem for the census that there was no room for Mary and Joseph in the inn.
No room in the inn?
No room in the inn.
So did they go in and out of other inns to find an inn out to hang out in?
No. Instead, they found a stable.
Oh, shucks.
You mean with donkeys and sheep and reindeer?
Well...
So what happened next?
Somebody missed a few. Well, after they had settled into the stable, the time came for Mary's baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. Mary wrapped the child in cloths and placed him in a manger. Finally, at long last, the promised Messiah had come. The Savior of mankind had been born. God's light had pierced the darkness.
Wow, that was baby Jesus, wasn't it?
It sure was. God's son.
Then what happened?
Yeah, then what?
Well, the Bible says, here it is, there were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This day, in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Then, suddenly, a great host of angels appeared, with the angel singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill to men.
Gloria, Gloria. The hills just came alive. The shepherds were amazed to hear a concert in the sky. The message that the angels sang was music to the ear. The words that they enunciated were very loud and clear. They sang, Gloria, Gloria. These are the words that the angels sang. Choirs of heavenly voices rang. Gloria, Gloria. Glory to the newborn King. They sang it, Gloria, Gloria. This is the birthday of the King. Everybody lift your voice and sing. Gloria, Gloria. Glory to the newborn. Glory to the newborn. Glory to the newborn King. Gloria.
Can you imagine how excited the shepherds must have been at the news that a Savior had been born? When the angels left and had gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off to Bethlehem, and there they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, just like the angel had said. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
But I don't understand. Jesus was a baby. How could he save the world?
That's right, Willie. Jesus was just a baby then. But one day, he would grow up to be a man. He would walk among the people, healing the sick and bringing sight to the blind. He would teach them about the kingdom of God and offer them hope and comfort to a dark and troubled world. But most important, Jesus would die on a cross to take away our sins. By doing that, he would restore the relationship between us and God that was broken way back in the Garden of Eden. The Bible tells us that if we believe in Jesus and put our trust in him, we will never have to be slaves to sin again.
Wow, that is really good news.
That is what Christmas is really all about. God's gift to us. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life."
Very good.
It's kind of sad, though, that Jesus had to die to save us.
Yeah, Willie, it is. Jesus did die for us. But the story doesn't end at the cross. Jesus was stronger than death. And after 3 days, he rose from the grave, never to die again. Do you remember the place in the Christmas story where the Bible says that the shepherds hurried off to tell others about the good news about Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, God wants us to tell others the good news about Jesus too. The news that God loves us and sent his Son to free us from sin.
Wow, that is a great story, Mr. Person. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Person.
I guess God's gift to us is really more important than all the other gifts in the whole wide world, isn't it?
That's right, Willie. Nothing else even comes close.
I'm so pleased to hear you say that, Willie. Perhaps you are finally growing up.
Yeah.
So now that you know the real meaning of Christmas, don't you feel a little bit ashamed about your long Christmas list?
Well, yeah, maybe a little.
A little? Tell you what, how about we shorten your list just a little?
Shorten my list?
Sure. How about you allow us to cut a piece off at the end? Then I'll tell everyone at school how mature and grown up you really are.
Really?
Really.
And you only cut off a piece of the end?
Yep, just one cut.
Well, I guess that would be okay.
Mr. Person, could you help us?
I would be happy to. Here we go.
I'm going to let him cut off a piece of my Christmas list, Sammy, because I'm growing up. I'm becoming a man.
There now. That didn't hurt so much, did it?
Oh, not that end. You cut the wrong end. All my toys are gone. My basketball, my bubblegum machine. Gone. They're all gone. You left me with one thing. One thing. Socks. Socks. You left me with socks. Oh, no.
There now. Are you okay? We were just having a little fun with you.
Yeah, I'm okay. And now I realize how selfish I really was. I didn't own my toys. They owned me. I've been a slave to them. They were like the most important thing to me. And I didn't even want to share them with my baby brother. And God did more than just share his son with us. He gave him to us for keeps.
That's right, Willie. I think now you truly understand what Christmas is all about and how important it is that we touch others with the love of Jesus. Jesus said, we are the light of the world. We need to keep the light of Jesus shining through us so that others may know him too.
Spirit.
Thanks, Mr. Person.
It was my pleasure. Oh, man, look at the time. I've got to be on my way. I've got family coming over for Christmas, and there is way too much to do. But remember, you need to tell. And remember to let your light shine. To let Jesus shine through you each and every day. To share the good news that the reason for this season, and for all other seasons for that matter, it's Jesus. He is the best gift of all.
I just wanted to have our puppets people come out so you can see who was doing the puppets. Some of our Pathfinders got in real excited when we got the puppets out, and we decided to do this program for you this morning. But go ahead and come out from behind the stage. And we have Willie right here, the puppet. Willie is, it was Tirza, and Adriel, come on out. The voice of Willie was her brother, Adriel. And then Betsy was Nia, the puppet Nia was Nia. And the voice of Betsy was Quinn. And then we have Sammy over here. The puppet Sammy was done by Nathaniel, and the voice was Shamar. And thank you for Kevin. They worked really hard and practiced, and so we're really happy that it came off so well. And then my husband Brian and my sister Lene did the backdrop for us. So thank you to everyone who helped. And Kevin, will you close with prayer?
Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, thank you just for the opportunity to come together and to again go through the story of what you have done for us. Dear Father, we are in awe that the God of this universe would send his only Son for us. Dear Father, help us to never forget the reason for this season, to never forget what you have done, to always be there, be ready, be available to shine your light, not only to this community, but to anyone who will listen, so that they will know who you are. Be with each one of us during this season, dear Father. Hold us close to your heart, our friends, our family. Just help us again, dear Father, to remember you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.